Life is full of peaks and troughs, and all too often we can be intoxicated by the triumphs and crushed by the disasters. Way too many people live their lives on an emotional roller coaster. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. One of the biggest mistakes that we can ever make in life is to allow our circumstances, good, bad, or otherwise, to be the final arbiter of the life that we lead. If we allow our circumstances to control us, we shall forever be a forlorn cork bobbing around in the ocean. Over the player's entrance to the centre court at Wimbledon are inscribed these two lines of Rudyard Kipling's poem, If. If you can meet triumph and disaster and treat these two imposters just the same. Look, triumph and disaster, they come and they go. How easy is it to be intoxicated by success and triumphs and yet to be crushed by failures and disasters? But really, neither of those define who we are. Of course, they can shape us for better or for worse, but you are not your triumphs and disasters. During much of his public ministry, the crowds flocked to Jesus, amazed by him, hanging off every word. Then, all of a sudden, they were shouting, "Crucify him!" And he was hanging off a cross. John chapter 19, verses 16 and 17. So Pilate handed Jesus over to them to be killed on a cross. The soldiers took Jesus. He carried his own cross to a place called the Place of the Skull. In Aramaic, the name of this place is Golgotha. Jesus wasn't defined by his triumphs or disasters. He had something far more important on his mind than what other people thought. He knew that he was put on this earth to do the works of his Father who sent him. Don't let your circumstances control you. That's God's word, fresh for you today. What we need to live through those peaks and troughs of life is a razor-sharp focus on what God has called us to do. And that focus comes through being a man or a woman of God's word. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional each day, a scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. It's completely free. Just stop by at christianityworks.com for instant access. That web address again is christianityworks.com.